Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've always been sick my whole life. You know, if the cold's going around, I got it. If the flu's going around, I got it. Since I've been on the product, it's been like 5-6 years, I haven't been sick, period. I don't get colds. I don't get the flu. If I start to feel something coming on, I just start taking a few more each day, and then, and then it goes away, and then that's that. I tell everybody about it. I could do one of your commercials. Yeah, it's an amazing product.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
You ever listened to a progressive liberal and thought, the wheel is turning, but the hamster is dead? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly Show here. So happy you're tuning in right now. KateDalyRadio.com is the website. You can get the podcast right on the homepage if you just scroll to the bottom. And so many of you have shared this year. This year has just exploded, and I really appreciate you tuning in from all over the world. So I welcome you, and of course I'll have Melissa on with me in just a moment. By the way, hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. Okay. So Chris Ann Hall was going to come on and join us for this segment. She had to cancel at the last minute. I will try to see what we can do for the rest of the week in getting her on for a segment. We also have Catherine Austin Fitz coming on to finish up what she talked about last 2 weeks ago Friday. And that was the guest I had on that worked for the government in housing and talked about how the rioting is targeted and for certain reasons of real estate, things like that. She'll be on to conclude some of the things she was talking about. And then also right after that, Greg Carpenter, who was with the NSA and lots of different kinds of organizations within the government, will be talking about a little bit more about that document that came from the CDC talking about neighborhood shelter camps. Yeah. When they involve force, there's no difference between calling it shelter or calling it FEMA. Same thing when it includes force. So we'll be having that on Friday as well. And I wanted to mention just a couple of things before we get rolling. So right now, as it stands, 232 electoral projected electoral votes for Trump, 232. Biden only has 227. Because we still have six states in flux that are not called. So when the media keeps pushing and telling you they can call the president-elect, they actually can't. Have you noticed in your states that they actually wait for everything to go through before they call the race? Yeah, but not in the presidential. No, they figure they want an answer. And this year with all the mail-in votes and with Dominion systems co-opting all the swing states and the states in question, the six states in question, we have a severe problem of fraud. So as all this fraud is coming forward, I thought I would just give you a quick update. Six remaining states. Arizona, there is an automatic recount triggered, you know, when the margin is 0.1%, whichever number is smaller. And so right now, the difference between the two candidates is 0.3 percentage points, only 10,387 votes between them. And there are people talking about Sharpie fraud and all kinds of fraud going on there, where the poll workers were handing out Sharpies, things like that. Wisconsin, Trump just called for a partial recount in many counties. He has the right to do this, considering there is only a 20,000 vote difference. That's it. The entire state, 20,000 votes. So the Trump campaign said today they're filing for a partial recount in Wisconsin in several counties, and that also has 10 electoral college votes total. Nevada, there have been all kinds of stuff coming out. what is it called? The thing that goes on the computer that stores information. I can't remember the name of it. I know my brain's fried a little bit, but 15,000 voters in Nevada voted outside the state. They have tons of fraud in Nevada. And this fraud will be, in fact, the electors, the state elector candidates, the ones that cast the votes, they actually pledged to the president, Donald Trump, filed an election contest on November 17th, alleging irregularities, improprieties, and fraud in the election. Yeah. And then there's only 33,000 votes that separate that. In Michigan, there's 146,000 votes that separate. There is so many incidences of fraud, of whistleblowers. And that state that is run by Gretchen, she's the one that defied, you know, her state Supreme Court. Yeah. Her AG going after whistleblowers and so forth. So who'll get those 16 electoral college votes? I think Biden. Georgia. Georgia had a 9,626 vote error as they were doing the hand recount. And honestly, there's only 13,000 vote difference between Trump and Biden. And so we have got all kinds of fraud going on in Georgia. A person that handled the polls for 20 years handling ballots and recounts in Georgia said there was unusual batches in the sheets with no signs of use or markings. And approximately 98% of them were marked for Joe Biden. I actually think he's going to get Georgia. Georgia has 16 electoral college votes. Arizona. So we have Arizona. We also have Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania, I don't know how that will swing, but we know how much fraud. There's almost 1 million votes that they think are fraudulent there. Now, the state Supreme Court swatted down some things in Trump's favor, but that could go to the Supreme Court. And then we have the mother of all lawsuits coming with Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell and Dominion Voting System was created so Hugo Chavez would never lose another election, and he did not after the software was created. So that will be going to court. If the electors decide to split up the votes in their states and not do a winner gets all for the state, and that's what's been projected, right, to put Biden in the lead, right, then what happens is they only get $1,000 fine. If they choose to, they call them faithless electors, if they choose to just not go with the state, cast their vote a different way, it's $1,000 fine. If neither candidate gets to 270, then the House decides that we have one vote per state and we have 37 Republican states. Republican will get it. Okay, that wraps that up. And there's so much going on right now that even in the last 40 years, president elections have been observed by intriguing this one phenomenon. 19 counties in the nation have always voted for the winner, be it Republican or Democrat, and they're dubbed the bellwether counties. Okay, and in 2020, one of the bellwethers picked President Donald Trump by a margin of some 16 votes on average. Okay. And only one, so all of them picked Donald Trump. I'm sorry. Only one, Calum County in Washington went for former Vice President Joe Biden, only by a 3-point margin. And this has been predicting the elections for years and years. So all those counties went for Trump. Yeah, we got a severe fraud problem going on, and I sure hope people are understanding how severe it actually is. Melissa, welcome to the show. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, I'm always glad to be here.
Wow.
Yeah. I have to say that rundown is some of the most positive news that I've heard.
Really? Okay, well, that's good to know, because there's so much going on right now, and it's so close. Even with the fraud, it's so close. So I actually think the fraud can be proven. And by tonight, see, tonight at midnight are some of the deadlines in getting some of these recounts done. And the Trump team's on it. They've got so many lawyers on this. They were prepared for this. I am just not as worried as people are out there. I also wanted to mention this, too, before we roll on. There's a document called Interim Considerations for Testing for K-12 School Administrators. Okay. And regarding schools and athletes and all this forced testing and all the colleges and the schools across the country. I wanted to tell people this because I don't think they realize this. This document was updated on October 20th by the CDC. And this is what it says. No joke. This is what it says, because all roads lead to the CDC when pointing the finger of blame. The governors, the school districts, everybody points the blame at the CDC, right? CDC guidelines. Okay. This is what the CDC says. If a school is implementing a test strategy, testing should be offered on a voluntary basis. It is unethical and illegal to test someone who does not want to be tested. And yeah, I'm talking about COVID, including students whose parents or guardians do not want them to be tested. I just want people to know that. It is illegal. It is unethical. Per this corrupt CDC said this in this document when they re-upped for schools what should be happening across the country. And that's why you're getting the lockdowns, is because the numbers in the schools have gone up because they're doing mandatory testing as well. So I just want people to realize that. Okay.
Hey, Kate, I have a question on that.
Sure.
Is that just the K-12 guidelines?
That is the K.
Is that what you said?
That is the K through 12, and so does it extend to college? Is that what your question was?
Yeah, because I know a heck of a lot of colleges that are requiring weekly testing, which I think is just like crazy.
It's
over
insane.
The top.
They have a tiered approach for SARS-CoV testing, and so it goes over that in this document. But actually, the colleges are pointing to the same guidelines that K-12 is using too. So that's kind of interesting. Hmm. And so I would challenge your school or university on this. I would challenge your school and bring this document in. Anyway, because they're all pointing to the CDC. Eventually it gets there, because the governor blames the public health department. The public health department usually blames the governor, and everybody wants to know who's making the insidious rules and who's doing this. So anyway, okay. We shall move on. But you know what? I'm not super worried about the election. They have to have us believe in elections. And right now there's so much fraud out there that if they lose public confidence, I mean, they've lost it all. And I don't think people realize how important that is. They have to look credible. And so I actually think that the judges in these cases are going to want, and the legislatures really is who's at bat here, are aware of this. So,
well, if I can just add my 2 cents worth,
sure.
I think what people are feeling, I know it's happening in my household. We have sat and waited and heard so many GOP leaders say, We got them this time, and nothing ever happens.
Right.
This will be, if nothing comes of this, because everybody knows that the evidence is abundant.
Yeah.
No matter what the left is saying, everybody knows that this is fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing comes from this, it will be the betrayal of so many people in the country. I'm not sure how
they could ever get it back. Yeah. And just knowing what a sham, you know, even in Pennsylvania, there's only 82,000 votes separating them right now. And really with almost a million votes, they are actually saying are probably fraudulent. And so 20 electoral college votes for Pennsylvania. So as the numbers go up, it'll be interesting on December 14th to see what the electors actually do because of the fraud you're talking about, because it's so widespread and so obvious that it'll be interesting to see. I just feel that's going to be the test.
I'm kind of following Sidney Powell. I love it that people are calling her the Kraken.
I know. I love this. I love this. She's going to unleash the Kraken. We're gonna go to break. But my gosh, there's so much still. And actually, Trump is in the lead right now. But mainstream media won't tell you that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth,
there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. And you know what's funny? I was listening to this on the way into the studio, and it just happened to be playing. And when it said "The Right Prevail," I thought, there you go. Let's just hope, right? Let's just hope that that what's right prevails, and that we can at least kick this obvious coup to the curb, because we're being couped right now, and a coup is going on in our country, and it's one of the saddest events to take place, to watch this in such obvious and blatant terms. It's just, it really is. It's pathetic. I'm so embarrassed for Biden, and I call her Hormala. But anyway, it's very, very strange what's going on in the United States, and we're permitting it because it's quiet. It's a quiet coup. It's not by bloody bloodshed. It's by a very quiet, fraudulent software system, and here we are. And then, of course, other things too. I welcome you back. I've got Melissa back with me. And Melissa, we were going to break, and you were just talking about following Sidney Powell. You know, if people want to have some hope, just listen to Sidney Powell and look at her face, because she's the one that's heading up this Dominion lawsuit, and this is the mother of all lawsuits, and she's amazing.
Yeah, she's got like X-ray vision.
Yeah.
A laser scope on this, because she's not putting up with anything. And it will be interesting. She says right now that she's got a person who was highly placed in Venezuela, who was a close confidant of Hugo Chavez. And he was there when this software was developed for Chavez, so that he would never lose an election again. And he recognized it when he saw it happening here.
Yes.
And she apparently has his statement. Whoever this person is now lives in the U.S. If that doesn't make a difference.
Yep. And see,
then we get what we deserve.
And see, it's close enough that, so they do it close enough so people will buy it, right? And they are always going to, they put Biden ahead in these states where you knew that wasn't going to be the case, and people were showing up for Trump in droves. But not only did we have the Dominion system, we had all the other fraud on top of it. And let me say this too, like for instance, Georgia discovered a memory card with uncounted votes. You know, all of these types of things are coming in right now by the droves, and they can't even get to all the testimonial aspects of this right now to record these testimonies of all these people indicating just large amounts of fraud going on. And so I'm hoping and praying that Trump does not concede, and I don't think he will, because they have all of this going on in the works right now, and they're so close. 10,000, 20,000. I mean, Michigan's the only one with 146,000 lead, and there were so many cases. They think upwards of 500,000 votes in Michigan were messed with, so at least.
Well, like what just happened overnight in Michigan, in Wayne County, you can bet some of these people are going to be pushed and prodded and threatened to fall in line.
And they have been. And the threats are amazing. The threats are like, just, you'll burn in hell if you don't save this country from Trump. I mean, it's just been kind of amazing to watch the threatening going on.
That's what makes me think that they are in something of disarray. This did not go down as smoothly as they had anticipated. And I believe that the voter turnout was much bigger for Trump than they had expected, which is why the algorithm couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
It's why they had to kind of stop. It got sloppy at a certain point.
It did get sloppy. The Dominion voting system holds a third of the voting machine market, at least, because, you know, that software is licensed out in different names as well. And they didn't account for that in this article. But the bellwether, you were talking about the bellwether on the break, and that has always pointed to who wins. It's a good indicator. Those cities, those 19 counties, I should say.
And when you see those numbers come in solidly in Trump's column, it makes you, I mean, that's not proof of anything, and that's not going to go to court.
Nope.
But it should, to all thinking Americans, we should be asking the questions right now.
Yep.
And boy, I'll tell you what.
Because for 40 years, that's the case. And he got 18 out of those 19 counties. That tells us a lot about where America's at with voting. But go ahead.
Well, and that's not the only indicator either.
Right.
We can go and look at the House seats that got flipped, the state legislatures that were flipped. That's the Trump effect. It seems ridiculous to me to think that Trump had that much impact on the leadership of the Republican Party and the candidates who are out there, but he didn't have enough clout to pull it off in the presidential race.
Interesting.
I mean, those are the kind of gut reactions.
Right. Wow. All right. Let's talk about being naive and fear and all of these things that people seem to be experiencing.
Well, and this fits in with what we're talking about, because if you can look at this election and there's no alarm bells ringing in your head, then there's something wrong. I just read a really interesting thing. It was written by an accountant who was talking about how when you do an audit on something and there's one red flag, that may indicate human error. People do make mistakes, and one red flag is not a really serious alarm. If there's multiple red flags, then you begin to look for system problems. Where was the system incorrectly recording something? Because there's a lot of things that, you know, it's like math always. You know, you make a mistake up here and it translates all the way down.
Yes.
But he said, when you see a lot of red flags and they all point in the same direction, somebody needs to be going to jail. And so it's absolute naivete right now for anybody, whether they're in the mainstream media or whether they're your next door neighbor, to say to you, I don't see any indication of fraud. That's just naive beyond belief.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yes.
So if we, sorry for the rant.
And you know what? But it's not even naive. I think there are a lot of people out there that don't care. As long as they got their guy in, they didn't care if it's fraud or not. And that makes me worry even more. Because I worry about the character of people that go, I don't even care. I know, but I don't even care. Wow. That's huge.
So if I did a poll, if I walked down the street and asked 100 people whether they believed that evil exists, how many of them would say, yeah, sure. Yeah. Evil exists.
Yeah. I think so.
I think most of them would.
Sure.
But not because they really believe that evil is close or here at hand. They believe evil as a concept, but we're not very good at transferring what we believe about evil being present in the world. Well, where is it? What does it look like? Where does it manifest?
Right.
That's the naivete that we believe what's happening in our head. Yeah, sure. Nazis, they were evil. But Nazis are not the threat right now. Do we have evil in our world right this minute? And I think you just buttonholed it. If you only care about your guy winning, then what kind of value system is that?
Right.
Is that a force of evil? What is evil really? And how do we know when something is evil?
Boy, it's a good point.
And I think that's a really, that's one of those philosophical concepts that just make your head hurt to think about, right?
It reminds me of Paul Harvey, the devil, because it reminds me of knowing this and seeing him in the details and seeing how it's coordinated and what happens. But we underestimate how evil can be. We don't really understand just how bad it can be. Do you think?
Well, I kind of have mixed emotions because, number one, I think we need to realize that evil and power over other people is addicting. And evil power like that is addicting. And the people that wield that kind of power, they don't look any different than anybody else.
Right.
Right? They look like ordinary people. They look, they might look like our congressman. They might look like our senator. They might look like whoever. But when we give people a little bit of power over other people, believe it or not, brain studies say that if you have power over someone else, that acts in your brain in a way that's similar to cocaine addiction. It's hard to break.
Interesting.
And, you know, there's all those psychological studies where, right, you know, push the button and you're going to shock somebody. And people do that. I was, like I said, I always kind of go back in history and think about, is there a historical time when we can really kind of put our hands on that?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in high school and I went to live in, I was an exchange student in Germany briefly, well, not a long time. But of course, if I was a student in Germany, and who can't resist asking, well, where was your family when the Nazis were crazy? Right.
Right.
And all of us got the answer. Well, we didn't know. We just didn't know. We didn't know that was happening. Listen to what you're hearing right now in the mainstream media. There's no fraud. We don't know of any fraud. So after the war was over, the very first concentration camp that was liberated was Buchenwald, which is kind of central Germany. It's right in the middle of everything. And when the liberators went in there and saw the conditions, they took citizens of the city that was closest by, which the name of the city was Weimar, and they took citizens of Weimar and walked them through the camps in groups of 100,
mm-hmm,
because the people in Weimar didn't know anything about it. They just didn't know.
Jeez.
And when they walked them through, those people were viscerally and physically ill,
mm-hmm,
at what they saw. Now, I want to ask, how is it that they didn't know?
That's an amazing question.
That's,
yeah.
That's, mm-hmm. Well, because we don't want to look at evil. We don't want to believe that. We don't want to believe that can happen in our town, in our neighborhood, in our country. We are amazing people at rationalizing what we want to have happen.
Yes.
To happen.
That is the truth. Because even the nice guy that you elect, you think, well, they're a nice guy. I talked to him. They looked me in the eye. They wouldn't do anything like that. There's got to be a reason. Scapegoat of some sort, right?
Well,
always.
Isn't that the ultimate?
Mm-hmm.
That is the ultimate rationalization.
Right.
I'm not going to really look at what he does or she does. I'm only going to look at, well, they come from a good family. He's a really nice guy. You know, he checks all the boxes. He's,
he's very
photogenic. I love it that he's photogenic.
That is the truth,
like, that
though.
Matters.
That's what we gear this on. That's the sad part. I mean, it's true. We do. We gear the whole thing on the superficial. It's just amazing to me that we do it. Anyway, it's...
Well, maybe it's time for us as a country. And I said the day after the election, we have a lot of work ahead of us. No matter who wins this election, we have a lot of work ahead. And maybe one of the places to start, when we have given so much control and power to the government,
mm-hmm,
to control our schools, we've talked about this plenty.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what happens in our schools?
Right.
What is happening, really?
Okay. We're going to come right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. Mad World. Wow. It takes you back to about a decade, doesn't it, or more? Two? No. Decade? Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. I talk about Balance of Nature because I know a lot of you are having these blah days. You might be having just feeling blah, or you're feeling like you have a lot of anxiety and stress. And either way, this is going to help you. Balance of Nature is going to help you. In fact, they have third-party testing on all their produce. This is real science, real food, real nutrition. It's doctor-formulated. It is 10 servings, which is 31 fruits and vegetables in every day, in 6 tiny caplets, 20 years, well, actually way over 20 years in this business. Amazing reviews and over 500 million servings delivered. I mean, 500 million. I'm telling you, there's a lot of happy people out there. And if you want to be and feel your very, very best, this is the way to do it. You can help your body help itself, and you can break up the blah days. Make sure you go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you'll get free shipping, and you'll also get 35% off. This is huge. Make sure you're doing this. I just cannot recommend a supplement more than I ever would Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is really, really good. Balanceofnature.com. Go and check out on its website what's in it. You're going to love it. I have Melissa back with me. Hi, Melissa.
Hey.
Okay. So where did we leave off before the break?
Well, we were talking about education.
Okay.
And I just want to read this one sentence here, mm-hmm. and see if this is a radically different way to think about education, but it's put into a formula where I'll just read it and see what you think. Okay. So this is about how the power structure has forced education to protect it. Okay. Mm-hmm. First, they force everyone to be indoctrinated from the age of 6 to 18 by sending them to schools where they're conditioned to submit to arbitrary authority, conditioned to hate learning through punitively regimented anti-human programs, mm-hmm. where they discourage thoughtful, logical reflection and critical thinking that leads to uncovering truth, ensuring that they can't or won't educate themselves afterward. So is that, as we look at education reform, do we hear that? That's why I think homeschooling is so powerful, because right. homeschooling, you break that mold.
You are
free from the regimen that teaches kids. You just have to do what I tell you to do.
Oh, my. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you're right. That is the one thing that can help that. And we just, for some reason, I don't know why it's so enticing to do public school system anyway. I don't get that. It's just, I guess, because people want the break from their kids. I don't know how many other things are involved in that, or they don't feel like they can do it. But man, it sure would break those bonds for sure.
I mean, you know, if we think about why do you think you can't educate your kids? Is it because you were also a mm-hmm. victim of that kind of education yourself?
Yeah, so true.
I mean, how many generations do we dial that back?
That's so true. Yeah, absolutely.
But if we move on and look at some of the other power centers, mm-hmm. what about the totally submissive media that is being manipulated and used to control what we can think? And if that has not become very obvious with this election, if I think about it, Trump promised to drain the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Has he not taken a big old flashlight out on his little swamp boat?
Yep.
And shine the light, and we can see the alligators now.
Mm.
Seriously, we are seeing things now. For some of us, for the first time, we're seeing them.
Mm.
But the media's job is to make sure that we are redirected.
You're right.
From any thought of actual change.
You're right. So true.
They're going to set it up so that they decide who the good guys and who the bad guys are. And we are going to be so busy fighting each other that we will never fight the actual power structure.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an anarchist.
Well, no, because they're doing this with trafficking, too. They're going after all the small ones, but not the big, huge perpetrators of the most insidious, rings of the pedo community, and of the child trafficking. And we get sucked into fighting the wrong fights in a lot of different areas. And it's like this election fight, and not seeing the bigger picture of what's coming at us. So it's like this in every realm. I mean, it's tough.
Well, the third realm to think about that I think this election has illuminated more than any other time that I can ever remember
mm-hmm.
is how our big corporations are complicit as well. Look at the way in which, big tech has totally sided not with the freedom, not with the people, not with liberty, but with big government.
Right.
And if that doesn't stop, that's a pretty, pretty horrible spot to be in for all of us, because where do we go? Mm-hmm. Social media, when we were all excited about social media because it gave us a voice. We could find other people that thought the way we did. And I know people are like, oh, it's just a big echo chamber. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's just allowing people to network that we were never allowed to do before. When people were given the voice, mm-hmm. their voices back, suddenly the government didn't like that so much.
Nope. You know, this reminds me, too, there was a brand new article that came out today, and there's 4 New York sheriffs not enforcing Governor Cuomo's Thanksgiving restrictions. And you know, we feel a lot more momentum behind us, and we act out a little bit more when we realize that somebody in authority has our back, you know, when especially has the Constitution's back in this case, 4 sheriffs in New York saying, we're not enforcing a thing. And it gives people a little bit more of a, okay, you know, because standing on your own or standing up to this or seeing through this, it's a tough spot to be because the majority will never be there with you. And
well, standing alone is hard.
It is. It's tough.
Very hard.
People have a lot of fear towards doing it too. And when you realize that somebody in authority, right, we give them this authority, the sheriffs, when somebody in authority can go, well, I'll stand behind you and say no too. We need a little bit more of that in this country, I guess, to get people to get the momentum swung the other way. One of the transition people that Biden thinks he's putting on his team if he becomes the president is a guy that's completely against, he's a total contrarian to free speech. And so got all these people, especially Hillary, he's even looking at in a key position of his cabinet. We've got a lot coming if he becomes president that is that actually makes me nervous. It really makes me nervous that they could actually make a lot of headway really fast. And so what are we going to do as a people? Because there's a lot of us and there's a few of them. So what happens? Because I'm not saying violence. That's not what I've never advocated for violence. But what can we do to turn the tide, right?
Well, lean on sheriffs? Here's what I think. And this is like a personal thing. Mm-hmm. I've read a little bit of Solzhenitsyn, not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But one of the things he said was, we have to embrace what he called radical responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to ask myself, you have to ask yourself, we all as a country have to ask ourselves, how did we get in this spot?
Right.
Why did this happen to us? And then each one of us has to embrace responsibility for what we did individually that has led I haven't spoken when I could. I haven't stood when I should. I haven't supported the causes that I say I believe in. I have, you know, all those things. Those are things that we have personal control mm-hmm. over, and we can be doing those things right now. And the other thing that I think is really profound for me, and I'm saying this as much for myself as for anybody else, why evil is only as powerful as we allow it to be. And I say that carefully because, yes, evil can have power. I mean, we've seen it, evil in Cuba or evil in Russia or evil where people's rights were oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read some of the things that people have written about those circumstances and the freedom that they find by embracing their own individual power
mm-hmm.
and saying, I will not allow that thing to have power over me. I will embrace who I am, mm-hmm. what I think. It takes a lot of courage. I just heard this today. It takes a lot of courage when someone says to a lawmaker, you know, you're just a racist, for that lawmaker to say, no, I'm not, and move ahead.
Right.
We don't have to prove anything to anybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Evil, like I said, and this is what my God bless him, my 19-year-old said today. We were having this kind of pre-conversation about some of these things. And I said, why are people so fearful? And he said, well, you know, Mom, people are fearful of the wrong thing. Why do we fear evil? We should be fearing God. And doesn't that change the equation for you?
Oh, totally. 100%. Because if government is somebody's God, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine having that as your God, because you look at what's behind, what's going on right now, and it would be shocking to think that somebody would fear that. But you're right. I mean, honestly, if you'll see, look at it with people that believe in God, they can put into perspective this evil as well, right? In a much better way.
And when we say we're fearful of what will happen to us, or we're fearful of evil, mm-hmm. we are giving that evil the power.
Right. You're right.
So let's not give evil power. Let's not give it any power. The best thing I can do is really root myself in my values. What do I really believe in? Mm-hmm. If I really, truly believe in freedom and liberty, I'm going to live according to those principles, and I'm not going to be fearful, because I am committed to the thing I'm fearful of is not standing for the thing I believe in.
Right.
That's what I should be afraid of. Because then that's what causes people to have all the cognitive dissonance. You know, I say one thing, but I'm totally doing something else.
Right.
So, you know, make your peace with your values. What is it that we really, truly believe in our hearts? And what are we willing to stand up for? And then stand up for it. Mm-hmm. For goodness sakes, believe in, you know, freedom of religion, what are we doing to promote that?
Yeah.
And are we living every day to promote those freedoms? And not just for ourselves. We have to strip away all of the evil has a way of layering things and mm-hmm. and posturing and manipulating how we think. So we have to strip all of that out of the equation.
You're right. As I swear, I know people look around and they think other people don't have a care in the world about what's going on, and why are we sitting in this state of frenzy? I mean, it's one, because we know what's coming, and that it's shocking and it's horrific. But we also can't let that win either. There's a huge point to be made in this, that you can't let that take over. You just can't.
Well, it's an old cliche, but mm-hmm. I think it's truthful.
Right.
The best revenge is living well, right?
Right, right. Yeah,
you know,
so true.
Nobody is going to stop me from being kind to another person.
Right.
Nobody can stop me from, you know, rendering service. Nobody can stop me from, I mean, even people in concentration camps mm-hmm. said that the last of the human dignities, I still have control over what's happening in my head and how I treat other people.
Right.
Even in the most locked down, tightened down circumstances. And we've had that conversation. I hope everyone's having this conversation in their homes. When and if we go into a lockdown again, what are we going to do to fortify our home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that we are living a different, we don't have to live those rules. We don't have to sit here in hate because the government locked us down. Let's find our way around the box. Let's liberate our minds and open ourselves to new possibilities. I think those can be done. That has to be done.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying. I'm working hard mm-hmm. to talk myself down that same pathway.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried too.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got to figure out how to deal with all this. And
whoever
honestly
wins, we have to think about this.
Yes. In fact, the reason that the New York sheriffs, four New York sheriffs, said that they could not substantiate or even listen to Cuomo on his Thanksgiving, whatever you want to call it, tyrant, was because people's homes are their castles, and they cannot just enter into somebody's castle without a warrant, for no reason, and without a search warrant or an invitation, or under emergency circumstance like this. This isn't an emergency. So a home is a castle. And I love that. So I thought I'd end with that, because I think that that's really important. Your home is your castle. What can we do to make that a something so powerful in our lives to uplift us every day? Melissa, thank you. Really appreciate it. On to Susan. And you're not going to want to miss this coming up. Wow.